Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We are here again in the house of the Lord this morning. As we enter into thy word, O Lord, we thank you because thy word is a lamp unto our feet. And it is a light to our path. And we thank you because thy word is quick. And it is powerful. And it is sharper than any two-edged sword. And it is able to discern even the thoughts and intents. You know, it passes, you know, separates between the soul, the spirit, the body, and it can go even through the marrows even and bring health to our navels and health to every part of our body. And Lord, this morning we rejoice because you love us, Lord. And we thank you because you are looking for those that can stand in the gap this morning, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, let that entrance of your word bring light this morning. And may the Lord bless everyone. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen? Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I want to do something different this morning. Actually, I am going to have, you know, at the end of this, a little, you know, prayer time down here at the altar. And we're going to see what the Lord is going to do for us. Now, this message will be different this morning. And the title is Vicarious Faith, Standing in the Gap. Now, vicarious faith, that's, you know, what is the meaning of the word vicarious? That means in place of someone else. You know, so right away you can get an idea of what this message is going to be about this morning. Now, it's not going to be about you this morning. You know, it's going to be about you standing in for someone else. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You say, well, what about me? Don't worry about it. You know, I'll be standing in for all of you. Praise God. You know, I already did that all night long. You know, and I prayed and I said, Lord, you know, grant that this morning, you know, if anyone would come onto the altar today, when I make the call to stand for someone else, grant, O Lord, that whatever it is that they are bringing for towards you in that prayer, grant that it'll be done and let your mercy rest. And I prayed all night about that, you know, and yes, until I got the release in my spirit. Praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to give you the word. See, I already gave you a summary of what I'm going to preach. And I told it to be a little bit different this morning, but I'm going to give you the word for that. And I'm going to start here in the book of Luke chapter 5. Now, don't forget, the message is vicarious faith, standing in the gap. So I'm going to start here in the book of Luke chapter 5. Now, I'm going to give, you know, some instances here of how people stood in the gap for somebody else, use their faith for somebody else, and then we are going to see what the Lord wants you to do this morning, what the Lord is looking for, and let's see if we can get some prayers answered. Let's see if we can break some chains here this morning. Amen?
Amen.
Can somebody say amen?
Amen?
Don't fall asleep on me now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, in Luke chapter 5, I'm going to read verses 17 through 26. This is where I'm going to start this morning. And it came to pass on a certain day, as he, that's Jesus, was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by. Now, these are educated people and so forth like that. They had PhDs and so forth. And they came out of every town in Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
The power of the Lord is present here today to heal the bitter waters.
Amen.
And to meet every need, the prayers that you are going to bring to the Lord this morning. Now, and men brought, men brought in a bed a man who was taken with a palsy, and they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before the Lord Jesus. And when they could find, you know, when they could not find by what means they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went up upon the housetop and let him down through the tiling. So that's like the roof. and the ceiling and his couch into the midst before Jesus. So the Jesus was there in the house, in that place, and there was so much crowd, and they wanted to come in. They couldn't get through the crowd. They said, well, you know, we're going to take him. We want this man to see Jesus today because we know that he's going to be healed. And so they went up on the roof, took out the roof, amen, took out the ceiling, and let this man down right in the presence of Jesus. And look at what happened. And verse 20, and when he saw their faith, not his faith that had the sick of the palsy, amen, are you still with me this morning? It wasn't the faith of the person that was sick that Jesus saw. It was the faith of his friends in this case. So this is the case of friends that standing in the gap for someone else. Now this person is sick. They probably couldn't even talk. They are probably hopeless. Their situation is probably gone, you know, they thought. You know, so their friends took it upon themselves to get help for him. And they're going to make sure that they see the master and they're going to get him a miracle. So they do anything, they're going to do anything and everything to make sure that this man can get a hold of Jesus, you know, and get a chance to, you know, to get help, you know. So, and the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason among themselves, you know, and so forth like that. Well, I skipped one part. Let me go back to that. Verse 20. And when he saw their faith, he said unto him, man, thy sins are forgiven thee. So when Jesus said, thy sins are forgiven thee, you know, the Pharisees and all the doctors of the law and so forth that were there, those PhD people and all that, they began to say, well, who can forgive sin but God alone? See, only if they knew who was standing right there. Hallelujah. But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered unto them and saying, why reason ye in your hearts? You know, so because they said, well, this man is blaspheming. He can't even forgive sin. I mean, he's not God, you know. Why can't he say that sins be forgiving you? You know, so Jesus said, well, okay, here's what I'm going to do. Which one do you think is easier for me to say? You know, whether thy sins be forgiven thee or rise up and walk. You know, because, you know, I can say thy sins be forgiven thee. You know, that's kind of easy because you don't know whether his sins are forgiven or not. But if I say rise up and walk and then he doesn't walk, then I'll look like a fool. You know, I look like I don't have any power. You know, but so that you may know that the Son, oh yes, of man, has power on earth to forgive sins. I'm going to show you, because you thought, you know, I said, you know, that sin forgive me, I can do that, you know. So he said, well, that you may know. So now he turns to the man that is sick of the palsy and say, you know, to him this time, he said, I say unto you, arise and take up thy couch and go into thy own house. Amen. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. Now notice, Jesus didn't pray. Oh no. For the sick. He spoke to change his situation. Arise, he said. Now he already done his prayer. Oh yes. In fact, if you look at verse 16, you know, before this miracle, you'll see what he did. He withdrew himself into the wilderness and he prayed. Amen. So he already took care of the prayer. Now when his situation came, he just spoke to the man that was sick. And he said, arise, take up your bed and walk. Amen. You know, my goodness. And remember, the Bible said that the place was full of people that Israel couldn't get in, so there was multitudes of people there. So you say that kind of thing in the presence of people, you better know what you are saying. Amen. Amen. Because if he doesn't arise, you know, but you're talking, you're dealing with the master. Amen. You're dealing with the creator. Amen. Of the ends of the earth. Oh yes. He spoke and it is done. He commanded and it stands fast. So he spoke to this man and immediately he arose before them and took up that which he lay upon and departed into his own house, glorifying God. And all of them were amazed and glorified God. And they were filled with fear, saying, we have seen strange things, strange things today. They said, well, see, but what brought that healing about for this man? It was the faith of his friends. Wasn't exactly, you know. Now sometimes we say, well, you know, if the person doesn't have faith that they're praying for, well, that's not our subject this morning. The subject is you stand in a gap for that person. Amen. You use your own faith. Yeah. Don't worry about them and so forth. You use your faith. Now, especially, you know, I'm going to talk about some categories in here this morning. I already talked about friends, you know. So that was friends. I'm going to talk about, you know, co-workers or whatever. I'm going to talk about parents, you know, for their children. I'm going to talk about, you know, spouses for their spouse, your husband for your wife or whatever, or for your children, children for their parents and all of these things. You know, I'm going to talk about the people of God standing in for those, you know, that are lost. Amen. You know, and we can do all of that. Now, here's the story of a man who was concerned for his servant. He was like a boss. You know, this man was in charge, you know, and his servant. So we've seen friends that stood in for somebody else. Let's see how, you know, somebody that you're working with or working for you or working for, you know, how you can stand in for them. This story is in Matthew chapter 8 and verses 5 through 13. Matthew 8 and verse 5. Now, this is the story of a man that is called a centurion. So some of you, once I say that, you may recognize this story. And, you know, he was a captain of 100 soldiers and all that, you know. And at one time, you know, the centurion, the Bible says, you know, a man from Capernaum and all that. I mean, Jesus went down to Capernaum and this centurion came and beseeched him, saying, "Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented." So this is another paralyzed case, just like the other one. But this time, it's not just his friend. This is even his boss that's, you know, coming to stand on his behalf. And Jesus said, "I will come and heal him." And this man said, "Oh no, you know, I'm not even worthy for you to come into my house. All I want you to do is speak the word only." Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Speak the word only. He said, "Because look, I myself am a man of authority. You know, when I give instructions and commandments to these my soldiers, 100 soldiers that are under me, they do whatever I say. So I understand how it works. You know, so all you got to do," and this man was using his faith for his servant that was at home. We don't know whether the servant believed anything, but this man believed. And he said, "Speak the word as I'm standing here. That's all you need to do. Speak that word and my servant will be healed." Can somebody say amen? Now that's vicarious faith. He's using his faith for somebody else. He's standing in the gap, you know. And Jesus said, "My goodness," you know. He said, "Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, not even in Israel." And he said, "Look, you know, here's what's going to happen, you know. Immediately, go thy way. And as thou hast believed, so be it done unto you." That's in verse 13. And his servant was healed. Now remember, Jesus said, "As thou hast believed," not "as your servant believed." Amen?
Amen?
As you have believed for the person that you are believing for, you got it. Praise the name of the Lord. So he went and his servant was healed that self same hour. Now let's look at the case of a mother. And then we're going to look at the case of a father also. And then we'll look at a few other cases. And then, you know, I'm going to say something that the Lord wants me to say this morning. Now here's the case of a mother. In Matthew chapter 15. Now we've seen the case of friends, we've seen the case of, a boss or co-worker or whatever, you know. Now we're looking at the case of a mother. Matthew chapter 15, and I'm going to read verses 22 to 28. Now this woman was a Greek. In another place, he called her a Syrophoenician woman. But let's take a look at this story here. In Matthew chapter 15, starting at verse 22. Now this woman, she came, and here's what she said to Jesus. "Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil." You know, so she's standing in the gap for her daughter now. "But he answered her not a word," and so forth like that. And she kept on, you know, and then the disciples say, "Send her away," and so forth, you know. So finally, the woman in verse 25, you know, she came and worshipped him. See, now that's worship. You know, when you're standing in the gap for somebody else. She worshipped, and she was standing in the gap for her daughter. And she said, "Lord, help me." And then, you know, the Lord said something that was very strange. He said, "Look, it's inappropriate for me to give children's bread to dogs. I mean, because I came for the house of Israel, you know, and you you're outside right now, you know, you're not part of that community, you know." But the Lord, he was testing her faith. So finally this woman said, "Well, I know that's all right, you know, maybe, you know, the dogs and so forth cannot eat at the table, but when the dog is sitting underneath the table, the dog will still feed from the crumbs that fall from the table. Amen. You know, so the dog will get something and say, the crumbs are good enough for me. So give me some crumbs today. Praise God. And when she said that, the Lord said in verse 28, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee, even as thou hast desired. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. So we see the mother, she stood for the daughter. And it was the faith of the mother, not exactly the daughter. In all these cases that we have seen so far, it was the faith of somebody else. It wasn't even the faith of the beneficiary of that miracle, but it was the faith of somebody else. Does everybody understand that so far? All right, now let's take a look at the case of a father. There was a father also in Matthew chapter 17, and from verses 14 through 20. Now, you can substitute yourself for any of these. You may not be, you know, maybe the person that you want to stand in for today is not your, you know, maybe you are not their mother, you know. Maybe, you know, maybe you are the aunt or the uncle or the sister or the sibling or whatever. It's the same thing. I'm just showing some examples here. It doesn't really matter, you know. Now, Matthew 17 and verse 14. This is the case of a father also, you know. There was a certain man that came, you know, when the multitude were there with Jesus, and he knelt down to him saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic. So this man is saying, have mercy, Lord, on my son. So this father now, this time, he's standing for his son. You know, it could be an uncle standing for his nephew, or, you know, somebody standing for your niece or whatever. It could be the same thing. Now, my son is so vexed, you know, and he fell into the water many times and so forth, you know, and all that. You know, so, you know, at the end of the day, the story went that Jesus, he healed that child because of the faith of the father. You know, so we've seen the cases of the friends, a boss or a co-worker, we've seen a mother, we've seen a father, you know, we've seen, and there are many, many more examples in the Bible that I can go on and on and on, you know, and so forth like that. You know, but I'm going to just keep it brief because I want to spend a little bit of time to do something the Lord wants me to do. You know, so, but here's what the Lord wants me to do and to tell you this morning. That was just the background. Now that's vicarious faith, somebody using their faith for somebody else, standing in the gap. But here's what the Lord said about that. In Ezekiel chapter 13. Ezekiel chapter 13, and I'm going to read verse 5, then I will read another verse in Ezekiel. Ezekiel 13 and verse 5. Here's what the Lord has to say, you know, about people standing in the gap for somebody else. Ezekiel 13 and verse 5. You know, and he's talking here. Here's actually the Lord is rebuking, you know, the prophets and so forth. This can be like the church, you know, because, you know, we, you know, the Bible says we are the kings, where he's made us kings and priests. We are a royal priesthood. We are a generation, a royal generation to show forth his praise. So we're the people that are supposed to be standing in the gap anyway. You know, but here's what he said about that, you know. He said, O Israel, your prophets are like the foxes in the deserts. So ye have not gone up into the gap, sir. See? So he's talking about the people that should be standing in the gap. They're not doing it. Neither have you made up the hedge for the house of Israel to stand in the battle in the name, in the day of the Lord, and so forth like that. He said, look, you have not stood in the gap for the people that are hurting and the people that are suffering. You know, so, you know, the challenge this morning is that God wants somebody to stand in the gap for somebody else in here this morning. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now, in Ezekiel chapter 22, now remember I said this will be different this morning. Usually we preach, you know, deliverance for each person and so forth like that. You know, but there is a reason why God does these things the way he does them. Now, in Ezekiel chapter 22, and I'm going to read verse 30. And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land that I should not destroy it. But I found none. You know. So, when the Lord cannot find somebody that will stand in the gap, the oppression continues. But if you will stand in the gap for your loved one this morning, now, it's not about you this morning. You know, this is for you to stand in the gap for somebody else this morning. This is for you to use your faith for somebody else that they may even be incapacitated. They may be in a situation that is beyond control. You know, doesn't matter this morning. You use your faith. Amen. God is looking for somebody to stand in the gap this morning. Isaiah chapter 62, and I'm going to read verses 6 and 7. Isaiah chapter 62, verses 6 and 7. And here's what the Lord says, and this is our challenge this morning. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace night or day. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence, and give him no rest, until he establish, and until he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Now I can turn that around and say, look, you that will stand in the gap, either for the children of God, or for your loved ones, or whatever else it is, whoever you're standing in the gap for this morning, you know, Jesus, the word of the Lord is telling us here, God himself is saying, do not give the Lord any rest. Amen. I mean, that's a great invitation. Do not give the Lord any rest until he establish that thing that you are believing God for this morning. Don't give him any rest. In the morning, you tell him. In the evening, you tell him. But you also mix it with worship. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh, that's the secret. You got to mix it with worship. You got to worship him and say, Lord, I know your boundless love. I know that your thoughts towards me are good. And I know you have invited me to bring my burdens unto you. Now, Lord, remember me. Remember my niece. Remember my nephew. Remember my son. Remember my mother. Remember my husband. Remember my co-worker. Remember somebody else that I'm standing for this morning. Amen. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, the Bible says, you know, some of you may know this story, you know, and so forth like that. You know, but I don't have time to read all of it this morning. You know, but Job went through a lot. Well, he went through many things. There was a story of a man in the Bible called Job. You know, that, you know, he was in the middle of a great contest, you know, and so forth. You know, that the Lord, you know, said about him, and the devil took up a challenge that he was going to deal with the devil, I mean, deal with Job until he would deny the you know, his faith in God and so forth. You know, but, you know, so there was a great contest going on. Job lost so many things. His whole family was destroyed in one day, and everything just destroyed. Finally, the Bible said that, you know, God turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Oh yes, you're going to pray for somebody else this morning, and God's going to take care of your business. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh yeah, yeah, I already saw to that throughout the night. God's going to take care of your business this morning, but you take care of somebody else. Amen. In here this morning. Amen. Now I want you this morning to stand in the gap. I want you to use your faith on behalf of somebody else. Now don't worry whether that person believes or not. You know, maybe you have a loved one that is not saved, and you say, well, they don't care anything about God. That doesn't make any difference this morning, because God called for this. He called for this morning. Can somebody say amen? And God, when he calls for something, he's looking. See, when God already wants something and you are asking for what he wants, that's the shortest path to the answer for your prayers. Amen? When you are believing God for what God already wants, and he's already saying, stand in the gap this morning. Will you stand in the gap? The Bible says, let's stand to our feet this morning. Stand to your feet this morning, everybody, if you will, in this auditorium. And I'm going to invite you. I did say at the beginning that this is going to be different. You know, usually when I preach these kind of messages and so forth, I preach and I ask, you know, for prayer and so forth, and I'm praying for the person that is standing here. Today, that's not it. You know, today, I want you, I want everybody in this place that says, I've got a loved one. I have somebody that I want to stand in for. I want to stand in the gap for somebody. And this is not about yourself. Now, don't worry about it. God will take care of that. Praise God. Hallelujah, somebody. You know, would you like God to take care of your business? Is there anybody here that would like God to take care of their business? Let me see your hand up if you want God to take care of your needs. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, in simple obedience to this call this morning, what I want you to do is I want you to come down to the altar. I want you to zero in. I want you to zoom in on the one person that you are praying for, or somebody else. And I want you, I don't care if they are lost, I don't care whatever it is that they are doing this morning, you know, I don't care whether they are in a situation that is beyond control. I want you to come in into the altar this morning, because the Lord assured me all through the night, and I prayed and I said, God, When they bring that name to the altar this morning, whatever the situation is, the things that are out of control, if they bring to that altar this morning, Lord, I want you to hear from heaven. And I want you to help that situation. And I invite everybody here. I want you to kneel down, worship, or do whatever you want before the Lord, before this altar this morning. Let's do it. Hallelujah. Come and bow down this morning. Come and enter in this morning. Bow down and worship. Bow down. Bring the name of the person that you are believing God for to this altar this morning. This is not about you this morning. This is for somebody else. Will you believe? We've seen the friends that believe for somebody else. We've seen the mother that believe for somebody else. We've seen the father that believe for somebody else. Can you believe God for somebody else this morning? Can you do it? Can you believe God? You know, it may be your spouse that you are believing God for. You know, it may be your nephew. It may be your son. It may be your friend. It may be whatever else. But it's somebody else. Somebody is in the need of prayer this morning. Somebody is in the need of prayer. And you are standing in the gap. And you worship the Lord. And you put them before the Lord. And God will take care of your own needs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bow down and worship him this morning. Oh yes, and just put the person in the Lord's hand this morning and pour out your heart before the Lord and say, Lord, I'm standing in the gap for this situation this morning. I know this situation looks like it is impossible. It looks like the heavens are brass this morning. But I'm standing in the gap and I'm believing. And the Lord said, give him no rest until he establish that desire for you. Give the Lord no rest this morning as you're crying unto somebody. And I see everybody in the congregation. I see everybody out here in the front pouring out their hearts before you, Lord. And I pray in the name of Jesus. Even as I prayed all night, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus. Whatever request they are bringing before you this morning, Heavenly Father, I pray that you will hear from heaven. In the name of Jesus. They may be praying for a spouse. They may be praying for a son, a daughter. They may be praying for their parents. They may be praying for a mother. You know, they may even be praying for a nephew. They may be praying for, well, whatever they are praying for this morning. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Maybe it's your brother. Maybe it's your sister. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, the Lord answer you in the day of prayer. The Lord answer you in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend you. Hallelujah. The Lord bring you help in his sanctuary as you lay hold of the horns of this altar. As you lay hold of the Lord on this altar. The Lord have mercy. The Lord grant your petition that you desire of him concerning your loved one, concerning the person that you are standing for this morning in Jesus' mighty name. The Lord grant that petition, Lord. Father, open, Lord, your arms, oh Lord. Wrap your arms around the person that they are praying for this morning. Wrap them, Lord, in your boundless love, oh Lord, whoever it is that they are praying for this morning, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 There is a brother that has suffered for many years of sickness. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as they are putting the name of that person in prayer this morning, hear from heaven, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hear from heaven, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hear from heaven, Lord, in the name of Jesus. There is a mother that a son is praying for this morning. Lord, hear from heaven in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hear from heaven in the name of Jesus. Hear from heaven, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There is a sister that someone is praying for this morning. Yes, somebody pray for their sister this morning. Oh, have a mercy, Lord. Have your mercy, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody is praying for their nephew this morning. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Answer, Lord, from heaven in the name of Jesus. Somebody is standing in the gap for some friends this morning. Oh, hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Lord, do something. Do something, Lord. Do something unique this morning. Answer from heaven, Lord. Cut down the gates of brass. Break in pieces the bars of iron. Make straight the crooked places, Lord. Make plain the rough places, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That which the enemy has sown, may the power of the Lord uproot it in Jesus' mighty name. The power of the Lord is present to heal the bitter waters this morning. Lord, bring healing into the situation that your people are praying for this morning. Now, somebody needs help this morning with a job. Somebody is praying for somebody else this morning. Somebody is praying for someone that's lost their home or lost the luster of their lives. And they are in desperation this morning. God is hearing from heaven even now. Lord, we are hearing, you know, Lord, we are bringing this before you, Lord. Hear, O thou, Lord, from heaven. Hallelujah. And the church is praying for the unsaved this morning. Lord, we are praying for our unsaved neighbors. Even in this environment, Lord, we are praying for those that are unsaved, that need Christ in their lives, the people that are bound in darkness, that you will shed the light in the name of Jesus. There is a rebellious son this morning that a mother needs to pray for. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I say, bring them in before you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. What great miracles, Lord. Hear from heaven, Lord, this morning as we tender our request, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 There's a co-worker that's incapacitated, that even may have an incurable disease that you want to pray for this morning. You bring it before the Lord. Hallelujah this morning, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah this morning, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah this morning, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We praise you. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Bow down and worship him. Bow down and worship and enter into his presence right now. Hallelujah. This is holy ground. Hallelujah. And I pray the consuming fire of the Lord Jesus consume away every stronghold of the devil concerning the person or persons that you have prayed for this morning. That which the devil has put together and he has made a stronghold. Tear it down this morning, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Bring it down. Break it down, Lord. Break it down in Jesus' name. Break through the gates of brass, the bars of iron. Break through all of them this morning. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Bow down and worship and enter in this morning. Bow down and worship and enter in. Give the Lord no rest until he established that which you are believing him for this morning. Hallelujah. Believe the Lord for somebody else. Use the faith on behalf of somebody else. It's vicarious faith this morning. You are standing in the gap. Believe in God. And I'm standing in the gap for every one of you this morning. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Even as you have taken it upon yourself to pray for somebody else. In Jesus' mighty name. The Lord meet even your own needs. And even exceed your expectations in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, somebody. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are praying for a friend that has gone away from the Lord. Hallelujah. Put their name on the altar this morning. Put their name on the altar this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your mother that's been sick, put their name on there. Your nephew and so forth, put their name in there this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Lord, we worship you this morning. We bow down, Lord. And we thank you because these prayers are in golden vials. And you will remember them, Lord. Remember every son and every daughter and every mother and every father, every nephew and every niece, the friends and the neighbors and the siblings that have been prayed for today. Remember them, O Lord. And remember also those that prayed for someone else. Just like Job, when he prayed for his friends, you turned his own captivity. Turn the captivities of thy people, Lord, even this morning. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We give you all the praise and all the glory. And the church said, amen. Yes. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Amen.